This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the deaths of aid workers in Gaza.
Gaza medical officials say an Israeli strike killed four foreign aid workers. They work for celebrity chef Jose Andres' World Central Kitchen charity. A Palestinian driver was also killed. The group had just brought in a new shipload of food by a maritime route into Gaza. Footage showed the bodies of the five dead at a hospital in central Gaza. Several of them wore protective gear with the charity's logo. Staff showed the passports of three of the dead, British, Australian, and Polish. The nationality of the fourth aid worker was not immediately known. The Israeli military says a review has started to understand the circumstances of what it calls this tragic incident. I'm Ed Donahue.
Suspected Israeli warplanes bombed Iran's embassy in Syria Monday, and Tehran said seven military advisors were killed, including three senior commanders. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
The target, according to Iranian state media, was top Revolutionary Guards commander Mohammad Reza Zahedi. He had been a senior commander in Iran's elite Quds force, the Corps' overseas arm, according to the guards. Iran's ambassador to Syria, Hossein Akbari, said Tehran's response would be harsh. Syria's foreign minister condemned the attack. Its state media cited a military source saying Israel launched the attack from the occupied Golan Heights and that its air defense system shot down some of the missiles. The strike appeared to signal an escalation in Israel's war against Iran's regional proxies.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Russia's top security agency said Monday that it has broken up what it called a terrorist cell in southern Russia, whose members had provided weapons and cash to suspected attackers of the Moscow Concert Hall. Federal Security Service said that on Sunday it detained four suspected members of the cell. This is VOA News. Heavy gunfire erupted Monday in the downtown area of Haiti's capital as police battled gang members near the National Palace for several hours. Local media report that at least one policeman was shot after he and other officers were forced to flee an armored car that was later set on fire. Scores of people were trapped by the gunfire in downtown Port-au-Prince, while dozens of others managed to flee. The company that owns a ship that crashed into the Key Bridge in Maryland is seeking to cap the company's liability in a new legal filing. AP's Lisa Dwyer tells us more.
The filing seeks to cap the company's liability at roughly $43.6 million. Trial lawyer Enrique Serna says the goal of Synergy and Grace Ocean is to try to limit their legal exposure.
What this does is it stops all litigation. It consolidates it in this one filing.
Serna says that any cap on liability would likely hurt the little guys, such as the immigrants who were killed when the bridge collapsed.
Hopefully we can get across to the families of the immigrants to say, act quick, get on it.
A federal court in Maryland will ultimately decide who is responsible and how much they owe. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Shares of former U.S. President Donald Trump's social media firm plunged on Monday after the company reported a net loss of $58 million last year. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard.
The disclosure comes just days after a flashy stock market debut when shares of the parent company of social media platform Truth Social had risen. Trump Media and Technology Group said in a filing that it had generated revenue of just $4.1 million in 2023. It also said management had, quote, substantial doubt the company would have enough money to meet its financial liabilities as they come due. The company, which trades under the ticker symbol DJT, said it expects to incur operating losses and negative cash flows for the foreseeable future as it works to expand its user base and attract more platform partners and advertisers.
A judge has refused to toss out a tax case against Hunter Biden, moving the case closer to the possible spectacle of a trial as his father campaigns for another term as president. U.S. District Judge Mark Scarsi on Monday denied eight motions to dismiss the charges against President Joe Biden's son, a four-year scheme to avoid paying $1.4 million in taxes while living an extravagant lifestyle. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to the nine felony and misdemeanor tax offenses. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.